the reasons behind low food price hikes in 2013. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it was a major topic of discussion all last year, the surprisingly low inflation rate for our food. And now with December's food price index officially in the books, USDA economist Ricky Volpe says indeed 2013 was one of the best years in decades for food shoppers.
Food prices on average, including supermarket and restaurant prices, are up 1.1% on the year. But food at home prices, which is specifically supermarkets, up 0.4%. That's less than 0.5%, comparing average prices in 2013 to average prices in 2012.
But as mentioned, that's no real surprise at this point. The question, however, remains, why so low?
We had low or moderate fuel prices. We had decreasing commodity prices across the board.
Another important factor that's often overlooked.
The U.S. dollar has been strengthening, which means that exports have slowed down.
But why does that have such an impact on our food prices?
You can think of a decrease in exports, you know, all else equal, as an increase in supply and vice versa. So back to 2011, when we saw exports absolutely boom for things like beef and pork and dried milk and soybeans and wheat, we saw this major surge in exports. So all else equal, that was essentially a decrease in domestic supply, and that really factored into major food price inflation. We saw essentially the opposite for most of 2013.
Julie Rankpeek with Southeast AgNet.